Blog Talk Radio.
I release all disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me, and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as it comes.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Higher Consciousness. I am so honored, as always, to have this opportunity to connect with you this evening. My name is Professor Jamila Franklin, and I am the host and creator of the show Higher Consciousness. Currently, I teach psychology at colleges. I have a private counseling practice. I am a certified Reiki master, an energy medicine practitioner. I'm a certified metaphysician, certified aromatherapist, holistic life coach, author, and radio talk show host in the greater Atlanta, Georgia area, more specifically Stone Mountain, Georgia. And I always go over the reason for my developing the show. I wanted to have a forum for discussions about metaphysics, spirituality, holistic psychotherapy, holistic health, holistic nutrition, divine relationships, the law of attraction, divine prosperity and universal laws, and also we cover social and political concerns as well. For some of the shows, we have guests, like this evening at 8 o'clock, we will have a very special guest, Nazir Ra. And Higher Consciousness is a two-hour show that will allow listeners to delve into topics at a higher vibrational level. And the ground rule is that everyone gives respect when expressing opinions. And this rule automatically raises your vibrational level as well, so that you can receive respect. So without further delay, tonight's topic is unleashing your hidden power, tapping into the divine in you. And our guest, Nazir Ra, will join us at 8 p.m. this evening. The number for you to call in if you would like to talk to Brother Nazir Ra, it would be 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the number to talk with Nazir Ra or to your host, myself, Jamila Franklin, is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. And for those who are on the phone and who would like to use the internet to listen to the show, you can type in http://tobtr.com/s/559-2989. Again, the link for the show, for those of you who are listening by phone, you can type http://tobtr.com/s/559-2989. And you will still have to call 1-818-572-8023 and press 1 if you want to join in the discussion. And only one call at a time. Again, this is Higher Consciousness, and I am Professor Jamila Franklin. And my purpose is to connect with you on a heart-to-heart and soul-to-soul level. This is not a show for intellectual debates. Instead, this show is dedicated to those who truly want to learn and grow spiritually and to heal. Last week, our topic was Peace Be Still, the series, part two, and the guest was your host, yours truly, Professor Jamila Franklin. We had four live listens and three callers. However, in 1 week, we have had about 300 downloads, which means 300 people have downloaded and are continuing to download the Higher Consciousness Program. And I'm so very thankful to each and every one of you. And since October 22nd, 2012, which was our show's debut, we have had 40,456 listens. Again, we have had 40,456 listens, which includes the live calls, and this is only in 12 months. Also remember, if you can't join us live, go to the website, Higher Consciousness, and you can hear all of the shows which are archived. Last week I also talked about a teleseminar that I hosted on last Wednesday. And for those of you who would like to listen to that teleseminar, I will give you more information about that at this time. Healthy Women, Healthy Living, Creating Community, One Woman at a Time. Empowering women who are seeking ways to improve their lives using holistic approaches to achieve health and wellness is our goal. We, Zoe Fuji, Dr. Yemani Ma'at, and Professor Jamila Franklin, are committed to providing services that allow women to realize and actualize their full potential. And we provided expert advice about ways to noticeably improve women's health and to learn about our teleseminar series. So for those of you who did not catch our Wednesday evening series, teleseminar series, you can visit our Facebook page, which is https://www.facebook.com/healthywomen, W-O-M-E-N, healthy living. Okay, that's our Facebook page. Again, that link to our Facebook page is https://www.facebook.com/healthywomen, W-O-M-E-N, healthy living. And our Facebook page for Healthy Women, Healthy Living will appear. And the link to last week's teleseminar, which was a free teleseminar on October the 23rd, was, if you call the number, 206-402-0100 and put in 032865, which is the PIN code, you will be able to listen to this teleseminar. But if you want to see the slides as well, then I will give you the link for that. And the title for my teleseminar through my collaboration with Healthy Women, Healthy Living was, "Wow, you are truly awesome." It was a dynamic, dynamic teleseminar. So I invite everyone in the listening audience, especially the women, to definitely listen to the recorded message that I gave last Wednesday. And if you want to look at the slides that I provided as well as hear the teleseminar for last Wednesday for the presentation, "Wow, you are truly awesome," you can type in http://instantteleseminar.com. And that is INSTANT teleseminar, TELEMSEMNAR.com and question mark event EVENT ID equals 4736-2359. Okay, so we look forward to hearing from you. in terms of the in terms of the teleseminar. Seems like we've been disconnected. I apologize for the temporary inconvenience. There was a slight delay with the programming because of a little glitch, and we have those things happen every now and then. So, as I was saying, in terms of last week's show, we had a teleseminar series that I was on, and the teleseminar was http://instantteleseminar.com/event-event-id=http://instantteleseminar-id4736-2359. So this evening, as I said before, we are going to have a wonderful, wonderful presenter, Nazir Ra, who's a lecturer, author, and life mastery coach. And he will be on the air at 8 p.m. Last week, as I stated before, I was the guest as well as the host. And I talked about Peace Be Still, the series, part two. What I basically wanted to do is I wanted to talk with people to give them information about how to overcome anxiety, how to overcome stress, how to overcome any stresses in your life or depression. And during this time of the year, sometimes people have SAD, seasonal affective disorder. And because the sun sets earlier than during the summer, a lot of times people are affected by that because the sun's rays will give you vitamin D, which will counteract or combat depression. And because the sun's rays are not as powerful during the fall and the winter, and because the sun sets earlier, people become more depressed and more affected by that. And I gave information about how to overcome sadness and depression and how to get a life coach or a therapist whom you trust to be your support system. Because a lot of times people feel like they can do things on their own and they can handle problems on their own. And sometimes, a lot of times we may not be able to do so. And life coaches now are very, very popular. And a lot of people like Oprah, Yael Ben-Zvi, and I heard that President Obama has one. Most successful people have them. Bill Gates talks to Warren Buffett. That's his life coach or success coach. So I think it's imperative for us to know when we need support and not try to do things on our own, because sometimes that will cause us to get into deep waters. So I encourage everyone to definitely, definitely get in touch with someone whom you trust, who can help you through those troubling times. And I talked about it with my teleseminar series. I touched upon some of those points as well, because sometimes people are in very interesting situations and they have no one to turn to, and they tend to isolate themselves. So as I talked about last week, I definitely would not want you to isolate yourself and to only talk to people who are like you, who may not have the training, because they would not be able to help you. And sometimes people may see you in a situation, and sometimes misery loves company. They know that they can't help, but they will give you information anyway, as opposed to encouraging you to go to someone who's skilled and proficient in spiritual life coaching or holistic life coaching or in counseling. So my background is in holistic counseling. I am a certified aromatherapist and a certified Reiki master, a certified holistic life coach, energy medicine practitioner. So I've had over 25 years of training in helping people work through their issues. And I became proficient in the area of counseling and coaching way before it became popular. So I would seek, if I were you, if you're someone in the listening audience, seek out someone who's really proficient in it. And sometimes people go into people who've done weekend classes in life coaching, and that's fine. I think that that's fine. But if you really want someone to really get in there with you for the long haul, I think it's important to get in touch with people who are really skilled in it. And I also said last week that I have wonderful, wonderful mediums and psychics and other people on my show who give excellent information. And then people will say, well, the psychic told me that this is going to happen and that is going to happen and never happened. And I said, well, they tell you what the end result will be. However, you need to do the preparation or you need to do the work to clear out all the gook and junk in your auric field, in your body, and in your mind in order for those things to manifest that they are telling you will manifest. So it's not that their predictions are wrong, but you need to do the steps. And so coaching and counseling are the tools that will help you get to the place of having those predictions become true. Because people sit back and they just say, okay, the psychic or the medium said that this is going to happen. I'm going to meet the man of my dreams. But you're sitting in the house watching reality TV all the time. How can you meet this person or the woman of my dreams? How is that possible if you're not in those environments or in social settings where these people may be? So coaching and life counseling, the holistic life coaching and holistic counseling, which are services that I provide, those are things that will show you how you may be in your own way. And sometimes we don't realize it. And I know that with me, I have seen ways that I've been in my own way through my own personal self-development, the work that I do on myself. And then I've had coaching. I have a coach currently, so a business coach. So it's really good because those people outside of us who are trained in it, not just a good friend, but someone who's trained in it can see the things that you're unable to see. So I think it's really imperative that we seek expert advice. And as I said, I'm now watching people who are more affluent, who have more money at their disposal, and they're dying at higher rates than people, than our ancestors did, because of stress. You know, they're working in corporate jobs, or like we just recently experienced, people who were working, there were 800,000 people working within the federal government who didn't have a paycheck for about almost 3 weeks to a month. And that was very stressful. Very stressful for those individuals. So can you imagine what their stress levels must have been in terms of high blood pressure and some other things? Their bodies went through a lot of trauma, experiencing the reality that they weren't going to have money in, and they didn't know when that would change. So it dawned on them with one of the most guaranteed places where one would work. That used to be the thing when I was growing up. If you got a federal job, you would have a job for life. It was guaranteed. And see, by having the federal job shutdown, that lets us know that there is nothing outside of you that's guaranteed. All the things that people used to think were guaranteed in terms of employment, not one is stable, not one. So with holistic life coaching and counseling, you know, we are able to show people how to take your power back, how not to depend on anything that's external, outside of you, how to always have your internal reserves. And I think listening to shows like this one, talking to people like myself, you know, privately, reading self-empowerment books, self-improvement books, listening to CDs, looking at Super Soul Sunday that Oprah has, listening to different ministers like T.D. Jakes or Joel Osteen, and listening to people like Reverend Michael Beckwith, Marianne Williamson. Those are good resources for you. And, of course, Iyanla Van Zandt. Those are excellent resources because those people and the information that they give you, those things are so uplifting and so empowering. And they are never, never, never putting you down or making you feel worse. And this is one of the litmus tests that you can do. If you're listening to something, I don't care if it's a minister or an imam or a rabbi or a babalawo, if that information or a doctor or a lawyer, if it makes you feel worse than you did before, you should consider changing. Because there's no way you can heal if your physician is giving you horrible information. There's a way in which people can give you information in a way that you can hear it, as opposed to giving it to you in a way that would really, really destroy you, or a lawyer, or your religious leader. So if you're in a church or a synagogue or a temple or a mosque where your religious leader is just very, very negative, you need to ask yourself, why am I sitting here allowing someone to give me negative information, and I'm not getting spiritually fed? I feel worse having come to the service than I did before coming to the service. So, and friends, anything that's making you feel worse, if your friends, the circle of friends that you're with, if that circle makes you feel worse, then again, consider moving out of that circle, because there's nothing worse than being in a place where you're not feeling validated, and you're not feeling supported, and you're not feeling loved. And that's where support groups are really, really, really beneficial, when you have a group of people, a therapeutic support group, which is led sometimes by different counseling services, or a therapeutic group or a group of women which are supportive, or men who are supportive of you. And I'm encouraging this to happen for people of all colors, of all races, and of all ethnicities and ages, because, as I said, we're seeing preventable diseases skyrocket. And I talked last week about how diabetes is even can be created due to stress. 75 to 95% of our diseases are stress-related. So, and I talked about that a little bit last week, and I just want to repeat that. 75 to 95% of our diseases are stress-related. So even though we are more affluent, we have more things than our ancestors did, we're more stressed out because we're not connected to nature. We're not doing the nature walks. We're not talking to having animals around. Sometimes when people become older, they've done a study that people who are older live longer if they have plants or if they have animals or someone to talk to. And if someone is older and is isolated, that person tends to have more diseases and dies faster because that person is not connected or connecting with anything that's a living substance. So I think it's very, very, very important for us to stay connected to some living source. And then when you go to see people who are holistic life coaches or therapists, they can also give you other resources, because they had done studies 2 years ago when, during the 30s, a lot of the babies who were placed in orphanages, they used to have group homes then and group orphanages, because there were so many children whose parents had given them up due to the Depression or whose parents had died. So they would have these group homes for these children. It was just really horrific, but rather than having the children die on the streets, they have these group homes. So in some of those institutions, they had these babies that were abandoned, and the babies would die, not due to any physiological problems. There was nothing wrong with them physically, but they would die because they were called failure to thrive babies, failure to thrive babies. And that basically means that no one would hold them and no one would talk with them. So those babies they didn't live. They had no human connection. So they died in record numbers. It wasn't sudden infant death syndrome, something completely different. So that lets you know that if babies die from lack of connection and human warmth and human connection, that when we isolate as we get older, that you start seeing people deteriorate and they start becoming withdrawn and more sullen and more depressed, and they lose touch with reality. So, and you would never have thought years ago that the more affluent a society becomes, the more isolated people become. I know in my community where I live, a few years ago, there was a woman who had talked to her mom like on a Friday, and her mom called her. She and her mom, I think, talked every day. Young woman, like in her, I think, like mid-30s or so. And her mom had tried to get in touch with her. So her mom finally called someone, because this young woman lived alone, called a friend of hers, and a friend went over and found that this young woman had died from a brain aneurysm. The whole weekend, she was there alone and had someone been there with her, maybe her life could have been spared. But that's just that lets us know how isolated some of us have become. We're not connected and tapped into each other. And so I think it's really important to stay connected, to talk to people, especially during this time of the year, because sometimes people become even more depressed during the holiday time because they feel like they need to be in a relationship. And if they're not in a relationship, that makes them feel more sullen, excuse me, and less connected. And holidays should not be a time when people feel sad or depressed. It should be a time when people feel even more joyful. But the movies show people in relationships going to parties together, and there are some people who just don't have that, and they feel like, okay, is something wrong with me? Why is it that I'm not in a relationship? Why is it that I'm here by myself? And they tend to do things to hurt themselves. They tend to sometimes abuse drugs, abuse alcohol, abuse food, because they've been socialized to believe that they have to be in a relationship during this time, and that's completely false. So I think by staying connected to people as much as possible, and also having the guided support of a life coach and a holistic psychotherapist, I think is really critical in these times. The more successful a person is, I think the more that the person needs to have someone, as I said, like a coach, because Warren Buffett is Bill Gates' informal life coach, and Yella has one, and Oprah, and all the successful people do have them because they know and they realize and recognize the need to tap into people who have more knowledge than they and who can help them stay focused and give them the spiritual support that they need. And we will be back after this brief commercial break.
This is Professor Jamila Franklin, CEO and President of Oyende Enterprises, a holistic wellness company. We provide dynamic certified Reiki and energy medicine classes and trainings, certified aromatherapy courses, metaphysics courses, life coaching sessions, and private holistic counseling sessions. For more information, call 770-808-8051 or go to our website at www.oyendeenterprises.com. That is spelled O-Y-I-N-D-E-E www.deenterprises.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Greetings and welcome back. This is Professor Jamila Franklin. If you would like to talk to me at this time, my number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the call-in number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Our guest, Nazia Ra, will be joining us at the 8 o'clock hour. So in the meantime, I'm giving more information about my presentation last week, which was Peace Be Still, Part 2. And each season, I'm going to give more information about the series. So I've given it for the fall, and for the summer, and for the fall. And the next one would take place in December and for the winter. And then now we have one later on for the spring, and then we start the series all over again. So I would love to hear from anyone in the listening audience. If you have any concerns that may be weighing heavily on your mind and you want to have an objective person talk with you and give you some advice, some objective advice, please call me at 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, if you would like to just call in with any question that you might have, my number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. There are a lot of books, like I said, that are out there that can help people with different areas of their lives and to feel better about themselves. We're so bombarded by things to make you feel worse. I do not look at the news, period. Like I've said before in the show a couple of times, everything I need to know, friends of mine would tell me. So, and I know that. And I have a special someone, my godmother, who would tell me too. I love her to death. And so she would tell me everything and my friends. So that allows me to be able to work with my clients and to have a free mind and not have all that stuff in my brain when I'm working with them. Because what happens is, and I know someone who looks at CSI shows, as I've mentioned all the time, she looks at them, goes to bed with them, wakes up with them, and she has said, oh, it doesn't affect me. But it does, as I've mentioned before. It goes into the brain, and anything that you look at is recorded by the brain, and it never loses anything. If you undergo hypnosis, all of the things that you thought are no longer within your conscious mind are still there waiting to be activated. So, and it starts to dictate. What happens with this is that the subconscious mind is the neutral part of your brain, and with the subconscious mind, it doesn't have, quote-unquote, an opinion of its own. It gets its directives or its orders from the conscious mind, which is watching all those reality shows, or from the superconscious mind, which is your God mind. So what usually happens is it takes a moment for us to really activate our inner God within us, just listening to that intuitive voice. A lot of us don't pay attention to that because we've been programmed not to. And people will say, well, that's not logical. When they make that comment, they're talking about if they can't see it, hear it, taste it, feel it, or smell it, it doesn't exist. So anything dealing based on faith for the cynic or for the logical person, it doesn't exist. So that person who only deals with the five senses will give all his information, all of his or her information, to the subconscious mind to be acted out based on the five senses. So let me give you an example. So a person who is reality-based, let's just say someone who is dealing only with the five senses, that person will say, okay, like with the job, that person will say, okay, I know I only have so many dollars, so because I get my money from my job, which makes logical sense. So I know that once the money is spent, there's no more money coming. So with that person would not feel free to tithe, to an organization to give to charity because the person has identified each dollar, and each dollar has a bill name to it, okay? So that person would say, I'm not giving any money and expecting more money to come because I have one source of income, and that's my job. So no more money is coming to me, and I'm just going to use the money that I have and have allocated for bills, and that money is allocated for the bills. I have no money to tithe or to give to charity or to even pay myself. That's the logical mind. And so, therefore, the subconscious mind then will keep creating that reality for the person. So the person can never dig his or her way out of the hole because the person has said, my reality is my job gives me X number of dollars and no more money is to be expected except through this job. Now, the creator of the universe, God, Allah, Jehovah, whatever name you call that being, Yeshiva, may have said, I'm going to give Michael $20,000 from an unexpected source. But I can't give it to Michael because his belief is his job is his only reliable source of income and nothing else can come except through the job. So therefore, I can't override Michael's will. That's a spiritual law. God, Jehovah, Yeshiva would not override your will. And the angels cannot override your will. This is a spiritual law. It's not a religious law. So therefore, the blessing that was coming to this person, to Michael, now the blessings have to go back and never manifest because of Michael's belief system. Because Michael is solidly in the third dimensional world of believing everything for him has to be seen, felt, touched, or smelled. If he can't deal with it on the physical level, then it does not exist, right? So he keeps feeding his subconscious mind and then wondering why he can never become wealthy or prosperous or healthy or whatever because he believes what he sees and he believes that it's the only reality. So the supernatural, the area in which the area in which God dwells, the area in which the angels and all the other super beings dwell, can't come. because of the fact that his belief system is blocking it. So, with the superconscious, that's different. I'm going to talk about the superconscious right after this commercial break.
Are you stressed, tired, need to relax? Peace Be Still, a natural holistic aromatherapy blend, is your answer. My name is Jacqueline Scott, and I have been a faithful user for years. For more information and to purchase Peace Be Still, a wonderful blend for the entire family, go to Amazon.com or call 770-808-8051 today.
Greetings. Welcome back. Now, I was talking about the superconscious versus the subconscious. In clinical psychology, we don't really call it the subconscious. We call it the unconscious. But for lay people, we use the term subconscious. So as I said before, the subconscious part of your brain is neutral. But is very powerful because that's the part of your brain that will make things happen. So say, for instance, if you say that you want to lose weight or gain weight or become wealthy or whatever, and your conscious mind is saying that and saying that, and you're using affirmations, and you know why those affirmations don't work? Because, and this is what I tell my clients, you're putting a lot of positive things on top of unhealed information. So this is like if you're doing, you're eating very good food, but you've been eating McDonald's or fast foods for years, and all of a sudden you become a vegetarian, and you're wondering why you have diseases. It's because your colon is blocked with unhealthy food that you've been eating for years. So until you do a detox physically to clean out all the stuff within your colon, putting healthy food on top of it would not solve the problem. Okay, it will stop you, by eating healthy food. From that point on, you know, you can slow down getting sick, but because you haven't detoxed, you still will have some issues. So the same thing with spiritual detoxing. Putting healthy, spiritual, enlightened affirmations on top of unhealthy thoughts and negative thoughts and fearful thoughts, those fearful thoughts have to be cleared out before those healthy and empowering affirmations can really get in there and do their work. They can do minimal work. It's just like putting good food on top of a packed colon. The good food will help the body minimally. But can you imagine the impact that the good food would have once you do your physical detox? And same thing with affirmations. Can you imagine the impact of the affirmations once you do your deep, deep, deep work? And that's what I mentioned before. Going and having psychic readings is phenomenal because it gives you a blueprint. However, can you imagine how much work you wouldn't have to do physically once you know how to use a holistic life coach or a holistic psychotherapist? Because what they would do is they would help you detox, get rid of all those limiting beliefs and thoughts that keep the affirmations from working, that keep the psychic predictions from coming true. So it's critical that we do our own work on a physical level and spiritual level as well as the mental level. And so people using affirmations, you know, like I mentioned before, or the secret DVD and saying it doesn't work, because it's not working fast enough. It's working, but it's working behind the scenes. And because people don't know how spiritual laws work, and because they are locked to, what did I say, the five senses, touching, smelling, feeling, hearing, and seeing, if they can't see it, touch it, smell it, taste it, feel it, means it doesn't exist. So on the realm of the supernatural, where God, Allah, Jehovah, Yeshiva, it's beyond the five senses. The five senses cannot comprehend that. So with the superconscious, that's the part of you within, that's like in your solar plexus, that has to be activated. So you have to put the conscious mind on hold. So it goes beyond. So that's the realm of faith. So then when you use the superconscious to activate that is to say things as though they were. You're speaking a truth, a universal truth. Like if you want more money, you say, I have. You never put it in the future. As I mentioned on a couple of shows, you never put it in the future. You always state it in the present because it is your reality here and now. So you say, I am wealthy. I am prosperous. And you can say, I am abundant, but abundant with what? You can be abundant with poverty. You can be abundant with sickness. So when you say, I have abundance of what? To be more specific, because the universe, God, Allah, the angels, Jehovah, is very, very precise. So when you say abundance and you end up with an abundance of whatever you don't want, you weren't specific. So stay specifically. And then you feed that into your superconscious. How do you do that? By listening to shows like this one, by having a coach, by having a psychotherapist like myself work with you, guide you, give you the tools, because, you know, we would give you the tools to make sure that your life changes. By listening to empowerment tapes from Iyama, from Michael Beckwith, from Joel Osteen, from T.D. Jakes, and other people, wonderful people. By reading books, listening to CDs, by looking at the movies, and by surrounding yourself with people who think like you, and by being in nature, get out in the sun more, walk more, because vitamin D is critical to reversing depression. And also, walking and exercising will help you stay focused and will help bring joy into your life. That's another thing. A lot of times, too, people are wanting to create or have things manifest, but they are in a state of anxiety and nervousness and action-oriented. And I think what happens with most people is they're always out there doing. They jump out of bed. They have to do this, do that. And if you start your day in a hurried, frenetic way, the rest of your day will follow suit. So before you do anything in the morning, as I have stated before, I think you get still. And what I do is I use my Peace Be Still blend, and it's wonderful because it helps me center my mind and my spirit. So I inhale that, and it's all natural, and I just do 10 deep breaths in. And then it just calms me down so I can then pray, which is asking God for something. And then meditate. Meditate is listening to what God has to tell you. So I start my day with that, and then I tell myself how wonderful I am and how glad I am to be on the planet. So, excuse me, those things are really, really wonderful things to do and wonderful things to experience. I think we have a caller. Good evening. Welcome to Higher Consciousness.
Greetings, peace and love. This is Nazir Ra. How are you?
Oh, great. You called in a little early. Okay.
Yeah, you said 7:45.
Yeah, okay. Well, listening audience, we have Brother Nazir Ra on the line, and we're going to have a short commercial break, and when we come back, I'm going to introduce him. Okay, stay tuned.
This is Professor Jamila Franklin, CEO and President of Oyende Enterprises, a holistic wellness company. We provide dynamic certified Reiki and energy medicine classes and trainings, certified aromatherapy courses, metaphysics courses, life coaching sessions, and private holistic counseling sessions. For more information, call 770-808-8051 or go to our website at www.oyendeenterprises.com. That is spelled OYINDEENTERPRISES.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome back. We now are very honored to have our special guest this evening, Brother Nazir Ra. Excuse me. And his topic this evening is unleashing your hidden power, tapping into the divine power in you. And Nazir Ra is an author, lecturer, and life mastery coach. Okay, Nazir Ra has been a student of metaphysics, religion, and psychology for over 2 decades. He has studied Arabic, Hebrew, and the Kemetic hieroglyphs in his quest to understand human spirituality. Nazir holds a bachelor's degree from Georgia State University in history and science. He also holds a master's degree in educational leadership from the University of West Georgia. In 1999, Nazir produced a best-selling meditation CD entitled The Sleeping Serpent, Morning Meditation. The CD has been a tremendous success and continues to receive outstanding feedback because of how fast and effective it is. His first book, The Hidden Self, A Guide to the Metaphysical Self, is located in bookstores nationwide and continues to astound critics worldwide. His second book, The Hidden Power, How to Manifest Your Dreams, is rocking the world of personal development as he gives practical techniques to attract anything you desire into your life. Recently, Nazir has released his latest book, The Access Codes to Zion, How to Live on the Frequency, which is being critically acclaimed as his most powerful book to date. The book was released with the Zion Meditation Series, which makes the effectiveness of his teachings exponential. Nazir Ra is the executive producer and featured expert in the hit documentary film, the hidden self, a deeper secret, based on questions he received from around the world due to the groundbreaking concepts in his first book. The movie has been met with worldwide success and is destined to be one of the most powerful self-help films ever. Nazir also produced a powerful DVD series, The Metaphysics of Destiny, which is a series of interviews with the most influential visionaries from all walks of life in candid and hard-hitting question and answer sessions. After overwhelming requests to lecture, Nazir has developed Unleash Your Power, Your Hidden Power, a weekend event for the Total Life Mastery in Atlanta, Georgia. The conference is held every March and September. In his seminars, Nazir teaches attendees advanced spiritual practices and brain-based techniques for personal transformation and success in life. Nazir is all about action and results. He empowers a wide range of diverse people. It's all about action and results. He empowers a wide range of diverse people with practical, usable techniques to transform their lives without a lot of fluff and irrelevant information. Nazir challenges the entire human race to take responsibility as the most intelligent beings on the planet. He is calling humanity to step up to our power to transform ourselves from the inside out so that we may transform our world. Nazir Rai lives in McDonough, Georgia, with his wife and children. He occasionally travels to speak and coach a select circle of clients and organizations. So, without further ado, I'm going to bring Nazir Rai onto the line. Okay. Greetings. How are you?
Greetings, peace and love, and thank you so much for the honor and privilege to be on your show. I was kind of blushing while you were reading that bio because, I don't know, it's just, you know, it's so wonderful to hear those things coming from a person as, you know, accomplished as yourself. So I give thanks.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, I know about the wonderful DVD because I've had the honor to be included in the DVD, The Hidden Self. And I was talking to someone recently, about 2 weeks ago, at the Jazzy Juice Matcha Foods and Sandwich Shop in Lithonia, Georgia. And I know the owner, both owners, Ishmael and Joy. And so Ishmael said, I saw you in the DVD. I said, what DVD? He said, The Hidden Self. I said, oh, my goodness. I said, it was about 2 years ago. He said, yeah, well, it's taking off again. It's like a DVD now that people are using in terms of talking about metaphysics and self-empowerment. So let's begin with your journey in terms of what inspired you to get into metaphysics and what inspired you to make sure that you could bring it to people in a way in which they could understand it via DVDs and books and trainings and seminars.
Yes. I grew up as a Christian. I grew up in the church. My grandfather was a pastor in Harlem, and I'm originally from Long Island myself, New York. And my brother and my cousins, we would go out to his church and just have a whole day. We would leave it at night, and we would come back at night. So we were just immersed in this particular environment. Myself, I always had questions about the book of Revelation, to be quite honest with you. I love the scriptures, and my grandfather had this huge Bible. It was one of the apocryphal Bibles, and it was this huge antique Bible, and it had all of the illustrations of dragons coming out of the sea and people with boils all over their body and all types of atrocious events that were said to take place in the last days. And now being a 12-year-old child, I'm like, God, please, you know, at least allow me to go to high school. I want to know what it feels like to have a pop, you know. So I would pray, you know, that at least I would get a chance to, you know, experience some different things before all of these cataclysms happen. And just had a lot of questions being, you know, how could it be that, you know, a dragon's coming out to sea, or how, why is this, why is that, and just not getting a lot of good answers, to the point where my parents would say, you know, it comes a point you just have to believe. You just have to believe. You're not supposed to know it all. If you were supposed to know it all, then God would have made you know it all.
Mm-hmm.
And that really, it really didn't sit well with me. It kind of shut me up for a minute, but it didn't keep the questions from coming, because I began to realize that if the Most High created me, then he also created me with the capacity to formulate the question in the first place. So I believe that there was an answer to it. So, you know, just continually grow and reading. You know, I want to learn more about, you know, my roots as an African-American. Did a lot of research into that. And I guess around 14 and 15, my mom went back to school for psychology. And she had this huge psychology textbook, and I just devoured that textbook, and I couldn't get enough of it, and just continued to read and read and read, and I came across a particular organization that had a lot of answers, and no one else had the answers, to be quite frank, on that level, and I was a part of the Nubian Islamic Hebrews at that point, and became a student and a disciple of the teacher, that particular teacher. So that pretty much was the foundation. Went to school, went to college for originally business, and transferred that over to education. Got married, started, you know, the whole thing of getting a job, starting a family. And really just got bogged down with the whole, not really bogged down, but somewhat sidetracked it with earning a living and you know, being a husband and a father. And I really needed to, I got lost, to be quite frank with you. I really got a little lost and off track, to the point where one day I found all these old notebooks that I had going way back to about my early 20s. And just rereading these, it just really inspired me. And I was... one of my coaches actually said that I'm to write a book. You need to get this out to the people. So that was the birth of The Hidden Self, the first book. And I basically just took out a lot of the personal information and extracted the wisdom, extracted the spiritual teachings that I learned on my path from you know, being a young man. So that's the short of it.
So what specifically, I know you said the religious group that you became connected with after leaving the teachings of your grandfather's church, but what specifically had you really dig in deeper into metaphysics per se and just really, really become immersed in metaphysics?
Okay. Well, we always were taught an aspect of metaphysics, because all the things that you learn about in the Bible, not to get too deep, but it's all really just scientific information. And it's a book about metaphysics. Spirituality is just another way of saying metaphysics. So as far as getting into more the terminology that people use in metaphysics today, came from in college, taking higher level science classes, physics and chemistry. Then you start to see how certain elements correspond to certain deities. Certain deities correspond to certain prophets, certain days, certain planets, and you just begin to see how all of these dots begin to connect, and how it all is speaking to chemistry in your body. Going back to Kemet is where we get the word chemistry from. It comes from Egypt. They did not have a separation between that which was spiritual and that which was the government and that which was education. It was all one system called the mystery system. And I studied for a while under the Osar Set community as well, and that kind of brought it all together. And, you know, just meditation, and a lot of us have this wisdom in us. It's not something special that I'm doing that anybody else can't do. It's just that I have a lot of energy, and I have a lot of drive, and I really have a lot of passion for helping people and changing lives and helping to change this planet. So So I guess that's where it comes in, you know, the business aspect as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you say Kemet, for those people who are not familiar with that, can you give them more information?
Yes. Kemet comes from Cham or Ham, which is talking about a certain group of people that lived in Lower Nubia, and they developed a civilization that became later known as Egypt. Ham or Cham means black, and it is talking about the black soil that would be inundated once a year, and it also refers to the skin tone of the individuals that lived in that civilization. So that's what the Egyptians called their civilization, Kemet. Nowadays it's called Egypt or ancient Egypt.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that you are able to really put, as a teacher, because you're a teacher by profession, that you're able to really put things in a way in which people are easily able to understand or to decipher the information. So do you want to go over, I think it would really be good to go over some of the things that you have conveyed in some of your textbooks, too. And for anyone who may want to call in, because I see someone's on the board, too, if anyone would like to call in to talk to Brother Nazir Ra, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Okay, so would you at this time go over some of the information in one or more of your books to share it with people about you are able to help them unleash their power within.
Yes, absolutely. And just to break that down, we have a power within us. Some people call it the Kundalini. Some people call it the libido. That's what it's called in modern medicine, libido. It's called Qi in China. And it's really speaking to a primordial energy or prenatal energy that's in us. In Christianity, they call it the Holy Spirit. It goes by many names, but it's simply the raw essence of you. And to unleash that, we have to clear the way. That's the first step. Mm-hmm. And when we do the two-day event, just like in Africa, they always clear the way with the broom. And my mom used to say, before I go grocery shopping, y'all better clean this kitchen. I'm not bringing any groceries into a dirty kitchen. So she was even teaching us to clear the way back then. So we break away and we clear away the false perceptions. We break and clear away the false programming. A lot of our beliefs have to be challenged in order to go to a higher level. We have to challenge those beliefs and take them to the next level. And that's the first step that we do as far as the boot camp. We have to clear the way. We also go a lot into, and just to let you know, the books are great. We have a members area that's good as well, but there's nothing like the live events. There's nothing like being in the presence of your teacher. I'm sure everybody can attest to the fact that you could be in a class and a professor can be teaching, and I know you're a professor as well. There's nothing like when you come after class and you're able to get one-on-one attention with that teacher, or you're able to have more of a proximity. So this is why we highly endorse these events. And what we do is we go into our lineage. You have to know where you came from so that you know where you're going. And I covered a lot of information about, you know, the Christ, metaphysics of Christ. We did Kundalini, a two-day event on all these topics. And the last one we did for that series was unlocking the cosmic DNA, the cosmic aspect. Because, you know, as we learn about our roots as far as, you know, if we're from Europe, we have our roots in Europe. We have our roots in Africa. Some of us have our roots in Mesoamerica. But everywhere you go on the planet, it's all everybody's talking about. Everybody has stories and myths about gods who came down from the stars. It talks about these particular beings that came from the stars. So we go into our lineage on a cosmic level, on a cosmic level, what star system we come from and all of that information. I know those of you who know about ancient Egypt, they were obsessed with the star Sirius, and that's all for a purpose. So, you know, after we get that understanding and we begin to, you know, learn about the galactical aspect of this drama that's playing off, because everything that's playing out on this planet is a reflection of what's happening in the galactical level or cosmic level, because it says as below, as above, so below. So we go into all of the cosmic drama as far as the dark rift and how all of the cycles of the planets affect our particular lives. You know, I could go on and on, but
very interesting, because in ancient societies, particularly with the Dogon people, they chronicled the visits from the star people, as they call them, and people only know about the hieroglyphics that the Egyptians put on their walls and on papyrus, but the Dogon people have a whole history, and Credo Mutwa, who is a shaman in South Africa, talks a lot about that. So, you know, so this is, there are people who definitely understand that. And for those who are not familiar with it, you know, you're doing a very good job, an excellent job of introducing the concepts to them. Yeah.
Appreciate it. Yeah, so it all ties in. You know, the Bible, all these things tie in. It says the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men. It talks about there were giants in the earth in those days, and it talks about those who were cast down in the Nephilim. So we just want to dispel a lot of the myths and a lot of confusion because, you know, to be quite frank, there's just so much information out there. You get on YouTube, you'll be swimming and confused with all of the information. So what we want to do, and like I was telling you when we were talking earlier, is have some order in this chaos. Have some order and get back to a system where people can say, okay, I need to learn this, but take them step by step and have it systemized like we did in ancient Egypt, like we did in Timbuktu, like we did in the mystery systems and all of these particular, you know, the Masonic lodges. So it's similar to that where we're taking people by the hand and guiding them through the information, because you can go off on the deep end. I've seen it happen. We used to say, oh, that person spaced out or they fell off, because you open your mind, just like the Matrix said, he does not open a mind until it reaches a certain, if after it passes a certain age, because it can be quite overwhelming. So this is why also we're very big on supplementing the diet, and I'm not talking about just vitamins. I'm talking about ingesting superfoods in certain combinations and certain metals, such as gold and platinum and iridium, that can take your mind to the level where it can absorb this information and actually be able to wrap your mind around this type of information. So we do have, you know, a lot of wellness products in place to help people do that, because you might not be able to do it if you're not, if your brain isn't nourished on a certain level.
That's an excellent point. I think that this is really powerful information, because there are people who would like to learn about the different systems. And what you're saying is really, really true, because I think that's what I was saying to people before about having a coach, a holistic life coach, for some stresses or some other things that they're doing, because people are doing a lot of things on their own, and which is wonderful. But if you're out there doing things on your own without some guidance or assistance in some cases, then it can add to some trauma. And that's the thing that we do not want to have happen for people.
Yes.
So by taking your classes and reading your books and your CDs, that's a guided way in which they can approach this. Because I've talked to people, and for some people it's a fad doing this. And for me, it's my life's quest. It's not a fad. It's like the latest thing to do. They jump from belief to belief to belief, you know, whatever feels warm and fuzzy at the time. But when you open up your brain to some of these mystical systems that Nazir is talking about, you have to really know what you're doing. You have to really know what you're doing, because there are energies out there, too. You just have to really know what you're doing. So now, so people can unleash the sacred hidden power within themselves by being in your structured program, by taking the superfoods, and say, for instance, someone says, "Well, I'm not ready to do that at this point, but I want to know what I can do on my own before I get to the point to the place of doing your weekend retreat." What can someone do now? If someone wants to do something now, and how can a person get on the track, and how can a person begin to start activating the Holy Spirit, the Kundalini energy, whatever name he or she wants to give it?
Right. Well, the first step is intent. Once you decide and get clear on what you want to do, because, you know, oftentimes people are not even clear what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say the first step is get clear on what you want to do. One of the symbols of Tahuti, which is a deity in Egypt, which represents intuition. That's where you get the word intuition. His symbol is the blank, just a blank sheet of paper. And it represents a clarity of mind. And what you do is take out a blank sheet of paper and write down, what do you want? What is your intent? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people get into consciousness because of the simple fact. Sometimes it's because they came down with an illness and they start to realize, mm-hmm. look, every time I go to the doctor, I get sicker and sicker. And I mm-hmm. keep hearing about natural herbs. Maybe I should try that. And before you know it, it transforms their life and they change their life. Some people get into consciousness as an escape because of a divorce. It could be an escape because of a breakup, just like when people start getting more involved with the church because maybe the relationship is out, so now they use it as a crutch. But the good part about it is that once you start to tap into the frequencies, you become like the bee in the honey. You want more. You want more. You become thirsty. And what I was
very true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. That's how it was with me. And I envy people that is just getting into consciousness because they're still at that childlike state where it's like, wow, I didn't know that. Wow, I discovered this. Wow. And it's a beautiful thing. It's like having children and seeing them open their presents. I really, mm-hmm. really, really am pleased by that. But, you know, the first thing I would say was get clear on what your intent is. If, say, you know, say, for example, listen, I just want to have more energy. I want to have more of a focused mind. And then if that's the case, I would say you need to get some gold. Gold is a trace mineral that is lacking in our body and is lacking in our diet, and it is an essential mineral for our pineal gland. For those who don't know, that is the gland that's located in the geometric center of your brain called the third eye, which secretes your melatonin, your serotonin, which regulates your moods. So if you find yourself depressed, especially this time of year, the gold is essential. If you're having problems focusing, you have the mind fog, the gold is essential. And what the gold is, just like you have iron, just like you have copper supplements, you have magnesium and calcium, gold is a trace mineral. And what it is small, extremely small amounts of the atomic size or nanometer size particles. And what it's going to do is when you ingest it, it takes your nervous system to another level because of the frequency of gold and how gold conducts electricity, on the frequency it conducts electricity. This is why it is so revered in all these ancient cultures. Why? Gold, gold, gold. In fact, gold was not even anything precious in Africa. Kids used to play with gold marbles. But why was it still so important? Because they understood the alchemical, and alchemical simply means transformative or spiritual nature of gold. So I can talk a lot about that. But, yeah, once you try it for yourself, and we have so many testimonials on it, you're going to see exactly what we're talking about with the gold. So that would be the first step.
I'm sorry. How would someone be able to take trace minerals of gold? Because that's a substance, you know, like a gold chain or whatever. Some people are like, how would I take gold internally? You know, this is information a lot of people would not.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, gold is taken. It's suspended. We have it. If you go to mynanogold.com, just like it's spelled, my nano, nano, and then gold.com, It'll explain all of that information. It'll tell you why, when you break it down to the nanometer size, what nano simply means very small, just to be simple, it refracts light in a different way. So it's going to have the color of a deep red or a deep purple color. And so it's just like any other colloidal type of minerals that you take. I'm sure people have heard of colloidal silver.
Mm-hmm.
Colloidal simply means that it's suspended in a fluid, but that doesn't tell you how small the particles are. That's where they trick you. Anything can be suspended in a fluid, but how small are the particles? Nanogold is nanometer-sized microclusters of gold suspended in water that's readily absorbed in your cellular channels to take your cells to the next level. Because a lot of times people are taking stuff and it's bouncing right off their cells because the particles are not small enough. Don't want to get too scientific, but yeah, that's the long or the short of it. I keep getting that mixed up.
Wow, that's really powerful information. Because I didn't know that. So you know what's interesting though? They're buying up all the gold.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're buying up. And I told people, I said, there's something to this, and I know it's an ET connection to this too. But I know they're buying up all the gold, and they did this once before back in the 30s. They bought, because our grandparents and great-grandparents used to have gold coins. It was not uncommon for people to buy things with actual gold coins. And and they had to turn all the gold in. It was by law, a federal law. And if you look at old pictures of high denominations of money, they say backed by gold in the treasury. There's nothing backing.
Yeah.
There's no gold backing anything now. But so that's very, very interesting because they're buying up the gold. And I said, okay, that's for a reason because they you're not supposed to have any gold coins on the streets. But now they're buying up the gold jewelry. I said, this is, there's something going on and people need money, so they're selling their gold. They're getting rid of all gold because they need money.
Exactly. And that's all that is speaking to the recession, and they know they can make money. But while they're buying up the gold, if you look on the stock market, the price of gold is skyrocketing.
Mm-hmm.
After those twin towers were hit, and this is some mystical stuff, but after the Twin Towers were hit, gold went through the roof, okay?
Mm.
So there's a lot to that. And this is what we teach on as far as coming to these particular events. There's a lot of information to that. So, you know, there was a reason why they were wearing those big gold chains. You know, all of these things go back to our genetic memory. And, you know, what our spirit and our soul knows that we need, you know, to open up the way to go to the next level.
Mm-hmm. So if a person were wearing gold jewelry, it would have somewhat of a positive effect, even though you have to ingest it, take it by mouth, to get to really open up the DNA and all of that that you mentioned. But wearing it externally also has some positive effect, as you stated, by wearing the gold chains. It's doing something on a molecular level. So,
yeah, absolutely. Just like the copper, when elderly people who start have problems with their arthritis, they wear copper. Well, they say the copper helps. Well, if copper helps with that, and gold is also a metal and the most powerful metal, so therefore that has an effect. The only caveat is it won't really have any effect if you're doing 14. And if you're doing 10-karat gold, it's nothing. People around the world laugh at Americans for wearing 14-karat gold. India, Africa, Europe, the standard is 18 and 22. Mm-hmm. If you travel, you know that. So, yeah, so try to get the 22-karat. You might have to put a little coins away for a while, but it's absolutely worth it. And what will happen is as your blood circulates and as you perspire, your pores open and close, small amounts of that gold get absorbed into your skin and nourish your body that way.
Wow.
And also just the resonance of the frequency, just having it around you itself nourishes you. See, gold is created in the center of a star as it goes through the process of supernovas. So all of that raw force energy, and we know all life comes from the sun. you're ingesting actual pure life, pure sunlight. Okay, so it's, that's why I said it takes your moods to the next level. It takes everything to the next level.
Wow. Well, if anyone wants to see people on the board, if anyone would like to talk with Nazira, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. We're talking to Nazira this evening, and he's giving us excellent, excellent information. And the topic this evening is unleashing your hidden power, tapping into the divine power in you. And he's giving excellent information. So for those of you who really want to ascend, to go to the next level, definitely towards the end of the program, we're going to give them your contact information. But we're going to have people know how to get in touch with Nazira. So in terms of some other ways that people can unleash the power within and tapping the power within, what are some other ways?
Uh-huh.
You talked about gold. You talked about tapping the Holy Spirit, the Kundalini energy within. And
yes.
So what are some other ways? And so for all of those of you in the listening audience, rethink selling your gold, particularly if it's 18 carat, 22 carat, and 24 carat gold. Rethink that. There's a reason why they're buying this gold up. So what are some other ways?
Yeah. Well, just to say this as well, to be honest with you, Jamila, I would not be able to do all that I do if I did not have these particular substances in my body. There was a time where I was writing a book. I was in grad school. I was selling real estate and a full-time job, all of these things juggling all at one time. And I could not have done it if I didn't have the gold, to be quite frank with you. And those of you that are, that have taken it, they understand the power of it. But, yeah, there's just a plethora of things. One, for example, is a substance known as theobromine. And what theobromine is, the food of the gods. That's how you translate that into English. Theo means food, means gods, or theos from the Greek. And bromine, broma, is food. And this is what...
Okay, why don't you spell that?
They have... Excuse
Can you
me?
Spell that? Can you spell it?
Oh, okay, you're going to get me. I got to write it down. Theo.
Theo. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but it's a chemical. You can't buy it. I'm going to tell you the herb that has it.
Okay.
That has it as its main chemical. What you're looking at is cacao. Cacao.
Oh, yeah, yeah, cacao nibs, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you get that. And what a lot of people do, they do the cacao, but there's not, we have a certain formula with the cacao, but the cacao by itself is going to tax your adrenal glands. A lot of people don't know. The cacao with the caffeine and everything, it's a powerful, powerful substance. That's why they call it food of the gods. But it needs to be balanced out with maca. Maca is going to nourish your endocrine system. Now, your adrenals are part of your endocrine system. All your glands, your pineal gland, your thalamus, your hypothalamus, your gonads, all of these are glands, and they need to be nourished. So with that, with the cacao, we have the maca, and we mixed in it also the chlorella, which is the most one of the most powerful superfoods. That was the first green substance that was floating on the primordial waters on this planet. This is the reason why we even have oxygen. Okay, so the chlorella is a formula we came up with called 3-2-1 power, and we just that stuff will take you to another level. As my wife was doing cartwheels. when we really started getting it in, she was really like, I was like, baby, you walking the way you walk when you were 19. I mean, it really takes you back because our bodies are starving. We're depressed because we're starving. Our bodies need to be nourished in the right way. And if you notice, all of the foods we eat, and this is key. I hope everybody takes notes on this. We have to stay away from the soy in our grocery store. They're putting soy in almost every single thing that you buy, and the soy wreaks havoc. It absolutely wreaks havoc on your endocrine system.
Yeah.
Okay. This is why we're having problems with the reproduction and our organs and our moods and all of these things, is because we're ingesting all of the soy. Now, it's, the only thing is you have to really be a wise, savvy shopper to find stuff without soy in it. But once you eliminate the soy, you'll be taking one step towards taking your life to another level.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've
told people not to drink soy milk. See, the thing about it is, which is so interesting, people find out one thing and then they do it and then they start tampering with it and then they make it to an issue. So a lot of people who are lactose intolerant are like, oh, wow, I can drink soy milk because it's heavy. It reminds them of milk. Is it almond milk, oat milk, rice milk is like a version of skim milk. It reminds people of skim milk. There's so many things that you can do that are dairy substitutes. So, and I agree with you about the soy, but in a lot of people who are transitioning from becoming vegetarians, I mean from meat eaters to vegetarians, we're looking for that meat substitute protein that they can eat, so because they have a craving for the meat. So that's how soy really started to take off as well. And it's, a lot of it is genetically modified. But, I know about cacao and maca and chlorella. Almost 20 years ago, I used to eat spirulina
like people would
eat candy. I was just, my body just craved it. I don't crave it like that anymore, but I just had to have spirulina. It was like something about it. No, I'm very sure, you know, and I used to say to people, because people from the South, some people from the South, my mom in particular, used to, as older people say, used to dip snuff. So I would say this is my organic version of snuff because it would be green all down my teeth and around my mouth. And
wow.
But I had to have it. My body craved it. So, So this is a really good, I know about this. And then aswai berries, too. Some people call them cacao. But aswai, A-C-A-I, berries. That's a super food as well.
Yes, absolutely. We have that in place, too. We just rolled out a superfood fusion called Superpower Fusion. And what that is, it's the macai berry, which is the most powerful super berry on the planet. Macai berry is raspberry, which is excellent for women. It's excellent for the female endocrine system, should I say, the female reproductive system.
Right.
And pomegranate. All of that we have in place, and this is what people at Hidden Power University, we teach that you drink that before you go to sleep. And what that's going to do is going to help with your dreams. It's going to help nourish your nervous system as you sleep. So we have a whole system in place for people to do these things. Now, one of the things I just wanted to say just really quick about the meat and the dairy. There is a small caveat, if you will, with that, and everybody, we're all adults, we're free to do our own research, but the male body, especially when it's, below 40, it's actually good to eat a little meat. There's nothing wrong with eating a little meat. If it's organic meat, if it's meat that has been properly raised and properly, I know the Islamic, they call it halal. Because what happens is it starts to deplete your testosterone. You start to get weak. You start to get a little, because you're not getting all your amino acids. See, certain amino acids, they're not going to all be found in beans. And what a lot of people don't realize, that as a species, as humans, we would not even be here if we did not have the ability to digest meat. Because there were times when there were no vegetation. We had famines. We've been here for millions of years, literally, and sometimes we had to do what we had to do. Other prototypes of our species did not make that graduation date because they were not as versatile. So, you know, we have that pointy tooth in our mouth for a reason. People say, well, look at your teeth. Well, no, we're supposed to be omnivores. But see, what happens is people get on a nutrition kick, and it becomes their religion. Now it becomes an ego thing and says, wow, their nose is in the air because now look at me, I'm eating a carrot. You're eating a chicken wing. And it becomes like a self-righteous type of thing. And that's not what this is about. We have to become scientists. And no one understand that, look, you know, I eat buffalo, I eat bison from time to time. And I was a vegetarian, and I can attest to the fact that it depletes the male fire. Now, for a female, it is a lot of evidence that it's not good for a female to eat a lot of meat at all. And I'm not sure if you heard of Dr. Jewel Pookrum. She did a lot of research on this, and she endorses the fact that males, it's good to eat a little meat. If we go, I don't care how far back you go, we always had meat. I have pictures of Osar eating a duck. You know, so you know, just to share that with people, and of course, go ahead and, you know, make your decision to do what you do, but, you know, just know and understand that we need our amino acids. This is how we build our DNA. They talk about DNA ascension. Well, DNA is built from amino acids, which is protein. Our brain is built from protein. So...
And I think, I think you make a very good point. What I do... is my body tells me more so than anything else, because I think for people, your body would tell you. I mean, if I eat certain things that have been cooked with certain things, my body reacts, and I don't even know it's there, but my body will react and says, no, it doesn't want that. And it will react in a way to let me know that it's not in alignment with where I am on my path. So... I think people need to do things that make sense to them. And because in this country they've done so many things to the meat, it's rare.
Yeah.
Well, people have to go out to places like the farmer's market. And a lot of people don't want to do this to get, if they do eat meat, to get meat that is not tainted. They want to go to the local supermarket. And I have a problem with them because I know what they've done to that meat. So I tell people, you really need to go to places, and a lot of people are lazy. They just, you know, it's easier to go to the store around the corner than to go to the farmer's market, where you can select your own pieces of meat that are organic, that are grass fed, that have not, chickens that have not been radiated and full of pus and all those other things. And so they do what's convenient, and then they would go to the fast food places. But I think you raise a good point, and I think the really important part is for people just to check with your body. Your body will tell you what it needs and what it doesn't need. I know I'm so aware of what's going on in my body and in my brain. I'm very aware because I listen to my body about thoughts and about foods and things like that. I can trace everything back. If I get still, I can trace it back when I'm not in alignment. So what are some of the other things? I think this is really powerful information.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, one of the things that came to my mind as you were talking, I recall the Messiah saying, it's not what goes in the mouth that defiles the spirit, but what comes out the mouth that defiles the soul. So what he was saying is, when he was questioned about dietary laws by the Jews, he gave it a metaphysical answer, which is really a spiritual answer, because everything is really just energy. I have a story that I like to tell. When I was in college, and I was dating a young lady who was very, very much into raw foods, and she was, you know, yoga instructor and all of this. She was just really, you know, into what she ate. And she came to my apartment one time and just threw away all my food. I said, oh, it's cool, but you got to replace that, sister. She said, I got your back, you know. I said, we went shopping and all this. But make a long story short, there was a time I think we were getting ready to go to some event or something like that, and she used to quiz me on what I ate because she had a feeling I was still sneaking some meat. So one day I had a fish sandwich earlier that day, and so she asked me, so what'd you do today? I told her, what'd you have for lunch? I said, oh, man, here it comes. I was broke. I said, I had a fish sandwich. She's like, how could you? You ate a fish, blah, blah, blah. I said, I ate that fish about 3 hours ago, and it was delicious. She said, was it alive? Was it a real fish? I said, yeah, it was a fish. She said, I may have eaten that fish, but you're ingesting a pork chop right now because of your energy. You follow me? Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I was at peace, but her biochemistry got all thrown off, leaching out all types of toxins and chemicals into her bloodstream because of her emotional state.
Right.
So our emotional state is also very important. I mean, hey, we have people that live to be 90 to 100-something years old and they nothing but chitlins. I know y'all hate to hear this, but it's the truth. We have to keep an open mind and look at all the facts. But what frequency were they on? Were they a naggy, complaining person? Were they a self-righteous person? Or were they a person who lived in divine innocence? And this is the topic for my next book, Tapping into Divine Innocence. And in that innocence, you change the frequency of everything that comes into your aura.
Mm-hmm.
That's alchemy. Okay, mm-hmm. Because everything is energy. And if we get to a level of mastery, it's not about what you eat. It's about who you are and your frequency. You transform everything that comes into your resonant area. Just like you have a vibrating metal plate, you bring another one close to it, whatever which one has the most aptitude, it will resonate with the most powerful one. So, mm-hmm. You know, that's what I just like to remind people that, you know, what comes out your mouth, what comes out our mouth sometimes mm-hmm. is sarcasm, is foul mm-hmm. words, foul language. I see it all on Facebook. I said it last night. I'm deleting all the clowns, all the foul-mouthed people today. Me and my assistants, we just went through and just delete, because we're clearing house. Well, mm-hmm. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it at all, especially, you know, I'm raising young men and they're helping out and stuff. I don't want to see that foolishness. So it's not mm-hmm. what goes in the mouth. It's also what comes out the mouth. That doesn't defile your body. It defiles your actual spirit and your soul, mm-hmm. which is the essence of who you are. So I don't want to get to start preaching too much now.
No, I agree 100% because I know with it, to me, it's like when you're vibrating at a certain frequency, certain things, you know, situations vibrate out of your frequency anyway and they're not attracted to you. I concur 100%. And I think, like, it's just like they're going south and you're going north. The attraction is no longer there. And with whatever it is, the people, the foods, or whatever, your body, that's what I said, I ask my body. My body is my internal compass because each person's, depending upon your frequency, is going to resonate towards certain things that other people may not resonate towards. So, and it's
right.
True. I don't have certain things in my environment. I'm not self-righteous or any of that. And people know certain things. With my students at the college level, they just know certain things they don't, I don't hear certain things, they don't address me improperly because, and it's not that I wear a big sign around on me, it's just your energy. People can feel it. Animals can feel it. Babies can feel it. When I'm in a frequency of babies, I tell them, I know who you are. I know you just came over. And they smile and they send me the energy. Don't tell my mom. But I say, yeah, I'm going to tell them who you are. But they know. Okay.
Yeah.
We have a caller. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Greetings. Welcome to Higher Consciousness. Your name, please. Hello?
Oh, I just joined. I'm listening.
Oh, okay. Did you have a question?
No,
so
I don't have a question. I just came online.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Just continue to listen. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. What's the subject?
Oh, the subject is unleashing the power within, tapping
okay,
into your
you.
Spiritual power within. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For other listeners who may be on the line, we have a couple of listeners on the line. If you would like to talk to Nazir, you may call 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. And as always, for those of you who are listening via computer, I would love for you to call in before 9 o'clock because then we can extend it from 9 until 10. But if you don't call in before 9, you won't have access to the show, and I will end the show at 9 p.m. But if you're interested in calling in, because sometimes we have a flurry of people calling in just before the show ends, then call in now so we can have you talk to Nazir. He has wonderful information about how to unleash the power within you. Okay, Nazir, so we have approximately 19 minutes left, and unless people call in and want to talk with you privately. So anything else you would like to share?
Well, I would just like to say that they say ask, and the answer will come, or knock and the door will be open. A lot of the things that are coming down, and from what I'm seeing, it's all based on what is needed and questions that people have. And no question is too small or too big. It's, well, yeah, you could ask me the square root of the universe. So I won't know that. But I want to just encourage people to engage these conversations and don't be shy because, you know, what one of the initiating aspects of consciousness is having a question. And sometimes
right.
we think the question is stupid. You're like, why would you ask? The key is those small questions are what's turning over in your subconscious mind, and these questions deplete energy. It's almost like a riddle or a puzzle that a computer's trying to figure it out, and the CPU is going so fast trying to figure this thing out, and you're dissipating your energy. When you ask it and you get it resolved, it takes you to another level in energy and frequency, bottom line. So it's very, very powerful to do that and to get those questions answered. One of the things I wanted to say about you know what we did as far as the hidden self with Jamila, and I thank you again so much for being a part of that, is that what we did was we brought teachers together from different perspectives, and we all came together and tackled the same questions, and it just brings so much wealth of knowledge. That, you know, sometimes I just watch that movie because I'm amazed that it even came to play like that because I didn't know what I was doing.
Well,
you know,
it was very, very powerful. Well, we have a caller.
Okay.
Let's see what you say. Greetings. Welcome to Higher Consciousness. Your name, please.
Hi, my name is Krista Stewart. How you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Good.
Do you have a question?
I do have a question. It's actually a reference to my son. I have a son that's been diagnosed with autism, and I wanted to know if the gold or the silver would help with his diagnosis.
Yeah. When it comes to diagnosis, what we're doing is crossing the streams, because once you basically adhere to that particular label, you're going towards the level of pharmaceuticals and the medical industry. And we can't diagnose. I can't say that. But what I can say, and you know, I can't say what it will do, but what I can say is that it's a nutrient that our body needs, and you might want to give it a try. It's not toxic. You can't overdose on it. There's no, side effects other than positive things that happen. Only thing I would say, if you're allergic to gold, then, of course, if your son's allergic to gold, then don't give it to him, because it is actually pure nanoparticles of gold. So, and I will say that people have had a lot of breakthroughs with ADHD and ADD, attention deficit disorder, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder by using the gold, because what it does is just it nourishes your central nervous system in your brain. So give it a try.
So Nazir, give people your contact information too, and then the product information. My Nano Gold is my Nano NANO Gold GOLD.com, correct?
Yes, ma'am. And to make everything simple, everything, you can hit everything from Nazir.com, and that's N as in Nancy, AAZIR.com. And from there, you just click products, and it'll take you to everything. So that would be the best way to get to that.
Okay, repeat
Nazir.
That information.
Nazir.com?
Yes.
Would you like me to spell it out again?
Yes.
Okay. N as in Nancy, A as in apple, A as in apple, Z as in zebra, IR.com, Nazir.com. And there you'll find everything, everything.
Okay. So do you have any other questions?
Yes.
No, thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay. Thank you
thank
for
you
the call.
Thank you so much.
Have a good evening.
Thank you.
And continue
you
to
too.
Listen. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much.
So we have quite a few callers on the board. If anyone else would like to ask Nazir a question before 9 o'clock, we have 13 minutes remaining. The number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Please call in as soon as possible because at 9 o'clock we will have to end the show. If you call in before 9 o'clock, we can extend it. But at 9 o'clock, if you're not on the board, we will have to end the show. Okay, Nazir, in the remaining about 12 minutes, what would you like to share with the listening audience? This has been very, very, very informational.
No, yeah, absolutely.
Right to back.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. I appreciate that. Well, the message that I really had on my heart and spirit to share with the people this evening is to not be distracted. We're so distracted, and we're always plugged into this technology. And
right.
I'm speaking as to myself as well. You have mm-hmm. to take time to get off the phone. I mean, I see people, they're on the phone in the car. They're getting out the car, they're on the phone. They're in the store, they're still on the phone. And this particular, all of these radioactive waves, or should I say the microwaves, are just pounding their skull. And, mm-hmm. and then they get another call. So what it is creates what I call static in the mind. Because if you're, like teachers always say, you know, we hate to have people talking in class. Because if you're talking, you can't be what? Listening.
Mm-hmm.
So just silencing yourself sometimes, you know, sometimes turn the phone off. My phone doesn't even ring. It's always on silent. I get to people when I look at my phone because I can't stand that distraction from my train of thought. But, you know, so, yeah, just sometimes just unplug all of the talking. There was certain initiations that the ancient Egyptians went through where they couldn't say one word for an entire year. Because after a while, the consciousness just goes within. Nothing's going on here. Just like if someone puts you in a dark room, after a while, you're going to start hallucinating because of the lack of stimulus, okay? And the light is within. So the talking, the television constantly television. You go to some people's home, and I know, you know, you want to unwind and have some entertainment, but the constant television is constant processing of your brain. Your brain is still processing all of that. And if it's in the background, then it's also, somebody's calling me, it's still going to your subconscious mind. Be mindful of the songs and the music that you listen to. All of that programs your subconscious mind. So just all of those things. I know a lot of people in the conscious community are big on their diet, but it's also we also have to develop our virtue. We have to get back to all of the things. A lot of people threw away religion. They threw away the baby with the bathwater. Now, since you're conscious, now all of a sudden it's good to sleep around. Now all of a sudden foul language is okay. Okay, so you're a goddess now.
Repeat that, Nazir. I think that is so critical. I love that.
Absolutely.
Please, I agree. I was saying this years ago. No, I was. I was saying this years ago. And I think it's so important because it's so inappropriate for leaders to be cursing like sailors because that's a vibratory frequency too. So I think that's so important for people to hear. Can you repeat that?
Yes. And this is just going to another level. And, of course, you know, we're all adults. And if a lot of people are not leaders, there is no leadership. There's people spewing out information, but there's no plan. There's no organization. There's no one there to set an example. That's what leadership is about. It's not about telling somebody what to do. It's about being an example. for others to follow as well. So just to say it again, just because you're conscious, that doesn't mean you throw the baby out with the bathwater. All that we learn in so-called religion still applies. You still mm-hmm. should be a virtuous woman. You still should be a virtuous man. You still take care of your family. You still don't return foul, you know, if someone speaks to you in a negative way, you don't have to return that with negativity. Okay? Mm-hmm. So all of these things still apply. This is why I give thanks for my experience in Islam as well as my experience in Christianity, because at heart I'm still a Muslim. I'm still a Christian. I just took it to a whole nother level. And this mm-hmm. is what people maybe did not get when they came into consciousness, if they didn't have that background. But it's just like mm-hmm. kindergarten. You know, even though we have our doctorate or our PhD or our master's or our specialist degree, we still apply every single day the principles that we learned in kindergarten, correct?
Mm-hmm.
We
mm-hmm.
still capitalize the first letter in a sentence. And if mm-hmm. you don't do that, you look very foolish. So it's mm-hmm. the same thing with consciousness. If you call yourself conscious, then you're supposed to live and walk in divine order.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what's lacking in the community, because we have people with a lot of information, but they're not calling anybody to make any changes in their life. This is why they have such huge followings, because they're nothing but preachers. Mm-hmm. Preachers, they just tell, they don't have you really take responsibility. It's all on Jesus. Mm-hmm. So in consciousness, you have the same thing. He give you all this information. Oh, yeah, you could still drink. You could still, you know, smoke weed. You know, a 40, you could do that. If you want to be a woman, I had this new thing now. It's cool for a woman to sleep around because it's a form of the goddess energy.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Yeah. It's like, you know, it's like this wild warrior type of thing where it's anything goes. But you know what? It's still all well and good, because all these things must also come to pass. We're mm-hmm. living in the time of chaos. So. But those of us who are on the frequency of Zion, we have to be aware that, no, we don't want to be participating in that experience.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's an experience that comes with all of that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's what I would mm-hmm. leave with the people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow, this was so powerful, and you must come back for another show, because this is just part one. This information, I think, was really, really helpful to those people who are listening, and we had quite a few people on the board. And for those people who are listening via computer, whom I can't see at this point until
mm-hmm.
the show is archived. But I think it was really very good information. I know I learned quite a few things. I've learned quite a few things, and I am just really very pleased and appreciative that you took the time to be a guest on the show and to share this wonderful knowledge with people. And for those of you who were not able to hear Nazir when he first came on, you can listen to the archive show. We had a little technical difficulties with me early on, but the show came back on. So
mm-hmm.
it's just like a slight
glitch. I can
identify
with that.
Yeah, well, Mercury is retrograde anyway, so I'm not giving all the energy to Mercury, but, you know, we have some of those glitches. In the beginning, this is the first time I've had that, but, you know, some other energetic things were going on. But can we just continue to move with the energy? So is there a contact number that people can call to get in touch with you?
The office number is 404-825-9959.
Okay, can you repeat that?
404, but it won't be to contact me. I don't take public calls, but if they had mm-hmm. a question about something, someone can help them out. The number is 804-825-9959.
And then your website information again.
Sure. The website is nazir.com, and that's N as in Nancy, A as in Apple, A as in Apple, Z as in Zebra, I as in iPhone, R.com. Nazir.com.
Wow, this information, I think, is just really, really powerful. And we have listeners on all different levels. So what you did is you gave food for everyone. You gave spiritual food for everyone, people who, and the introductory level, intermediate level, and more advanced levels, because we talked about, just to sum it up, we talked about the intergalactic piece in terms of the connection to human species and how in our evolution. We talked about the importance of gold in terms of it being a mineral that is much needed, and we talked about the fact that they're now buying up gold around the country, and that's for a reason, and people are just blindly selling their gold because of the illusion of the recession. We talked about the need to have certain kinds of nutrients within the body with cacao and with maca and chlorella and acai berries. You can get these from the farmer's market here in Georgia or any farmer's market, and it's reasonably priced. And those are superfoods, and as Nazir said, they will feed your body as well as your cells. He talked about the wonderful product that's on his website called MyNanoGold.com, and if you go to his website, he has all these things listed. And he talked about taking personal responsibility because there are people within the conscious community, as Nazir so expertly and eloquently stated, that people are not holding each other accountable. And we're doing things that are low vibration. I deal with energy straight energy, low vibrational frequencies in terms of using curse words, in terms of not being virtuous, in terms of our relationships. And that ends up depleting energy and also depleting your energetic field. And so we have to pay attention to all of these things. And he also talked about, you know, there are people who can be vegetarians, and if they're not living at a certain kind of frequency, then their body becomes depleted. It's not only about the foods you eat, it's about the consciousness that you have, because he said that there are people who are older who may have been eating foods that have not been of the correct types according to people who are vegetarians, but they live to be 100 because they have the innocence and the hearts and compassion of children. So it's what's within your heart, because it transforms your frequency. You know, the love, the compassion, and the joy, those are the things that could transform you. And lastly, then we wrap it up by talking about being still. We're so technologically connected to all types of technology that and it's affecting us in terms of the radiation and also just not going within. And some societies within Egypt, some mystical societies had people who would not talk for a year, and they were forced to go within because the light is within. You know, so it's not outside of us. We're seeking things that are external, and everything that you seek on the outside is really within you. So, Nazir, I really appreciate everything that you've done. I want you to give your website again in the few seconds that I have left.
Okay. I have to speed read. Thank you so much. Nazir.com, again, NAAZIR.com. So I really appreciate being on the show.
Yeah, well, I really appreciate you having you on the show, and I would love to have you come back, do an extended version of what you did this evening, okay? And for the listening audience, thank you so much for joining us on Higher Consciousness. And as always, we feel so very honored to have you be part of our listening audience, and stay tuned for more information in the future. And we will meet again next Monday evening from 7 to 9, and have a wonderful rest of the week.
Disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as it comes.